Gio Alasso is a fifth grader in Bemidji. He entered the Google Doodle contest in the fall of 2015 and just found out. He's one of 53 finalists out of tens of thousands of entrants. Gio and his dad are joining us this morning. Gio recently got some exciting news. Is that the news that I'm talking about, Gio, that you won that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Tell us what you won.
Well, so far I've won T-shirts and an Android tablet.
Wow.
T-shirts and an Android tablet?
Yeah.
Did you want an Android? I think I heard that's what you wanted was an Android tablet.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go, Dan?
Oh, that was great. We had an old iPad in the family, and he wanted a game that he found out either didn't work on it or there wasn't enough space or it was too slow. And so he started jonesing for a better device. And Mom said, well, you better save your money. And he said, isn't there a contest I could enter? So he entered.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, now tell us, for those who don't know what a Google Doodle is, Gio, give us your best definition of a Google Doodle.
Well, basically, you have to, this year's category was what makes me me. So they want you to sort of draw a picture of, what makes you you. Like, my passion is music and technology, so I did that. And you have to incorporate the word Google into it, so...
Now, if I'm not mistaken, when people get on the Google, the main Google web page, the word Google is different almost every day. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And most of them are professionally drawn, but they have, once a year, they have a contest, and they open it up to K through 12 kids. So Gio's competing with kids nationally now, all the way from K through 12. And if he wins, his doodle will be on the Google website and will be seen by, hundreds of millions of people. So it's an interesting opportunity. And this year, actually, they opened it up to not just drawing. So Gio did he did some photography, and then he applied some filters in Photoshop. So it played to his interest in technology.
So tell us about how you made it then.
First, I just pretty much took pictures of instruments and music-related things. Then I put them in Photoshop and sort of arranged them into a collage to spell out the word Google. And then I just added some filters. Then it was pretty much done.
Hmm. I have seen it, and it is way cool to look at. Now, my understanding is that anybody can vote for you to go to the next stage of this contest, correct?
Yep.
Where do people go to do that voting?
You can just type in Doodle for Google 2016, and then you should be able to vote.
And I think if you go to... I think they have a redirect from Doodle for Google, the number 4, google.com, will take you to the contest, and then it's arranged by grade group. So you have to go to the 4th and 5th grade drop down, sub screen, and Gio's is on there. Gio's is the one with photographs of instruments, and his name is under it and everything. So, the more votes he gets, the better chance he has of going to California and winning a scholarship.
Wow.
Big scholarship. Now, Gio, you are a young musician, right?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you make, or what instruments do you play?
Well, I play violin, piano, a little bit of harp, and I make electronic music.
How do you make electronic music?
Well, I use this software called Ableton Live. I took lessons from a guy in Minneapolis named J. Anthony Allen. He's from McPhail, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gio, how old are you?
10.
10. Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Aha.
It's a kitchen table.
Now, I happen to know you guys, so... I'm playing dumb, of course, for our listener audience, because I know the answers to a lot of these questions, but I've known you guys for a little while, and I think Dan and his wife, Stephanie, are really good examples of what homeschooling can do for young kids with creative minds. I think that some of your work is really incredible. We're going to listen to it before we go later on. Dan, do I recall correctly that you pretty much transformed your bedroom into
into a music studio? Yeah, we took one of the rooms and and hung instruments on the walls and put a computer in there that Gio uses for Ableton. Initially, he was composing putting notes into software, MuseScore and Finale. But then he found that he could do it a little bit more intuitively by actually putting MIDI into this Ableton application, which is just phenomenal. And so, and the thing about it is that, being homeschooled, he has almost an infinite amount of time during the day to devote to the music. So, and he's got songs in his head all the time. I mean, it blows my mind. He has so many musical ideas that it's incredible the way they just come out.
Tell us about one of the ideas that's filtering around in your head right now. Tell us about something you haven't gotten started on that you're thinking about.
In music?
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost done with another Ableton song, and...
And this one you actually played violin into,
yeah.
Into the application. So he's got live music going as well as the electronic sounds and stuff that are part of the app.
Gio, do you know who Sidney Crosby is?
No.
Okay, he's a famous hockey player. And when he was a kid growing up, he would go down into the basement, and I think they had a cement floor, and he would take his hockey stick and his hockey pucks, and he would practice slap shots and wrist shots and snap shots, and he would shoot them through the room, and they would hit his parents' washing machine and drying machine. And I've seen a picture of the washing machine and drying machine after years of him beating the crap out of those things with those shots. And the first thing he did when he got an NHL contract was have a brand new washing machine and drying machine delivered to his parents' house to repay them for all that. So my question for you, Gio Alasso, is when you make it big and you sign a big contract with some music group or Google someday, what are you going to send to your parents after all they've allowed for you to do around the house? What are you going to buy them?
Probably a new computer.
A new computer.
We do like our new computers. Yeah, it does take that 15,000 hours of constant practice, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, Gio, you made it possible for Schoolcraft to get some new musical instruments and equipment, too. How'd that work?
Well, because my doodle was music-related, my music teacher got to split $2,500 with another music teacher, and she used some of the money to get Schoolcraft some new instruments.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, and if Gio was to go all the way and win the national, then there is a really substantial technology grant that goes to Schoolcraft, because although Gio's homeschooled, he has this connection with Schoolcraft because Francis Van Dorn, his violin and piano teacher, is leading the orchestra there, and he's been in the orchestra there for, he was in a couple of years ago, and he's just recently rejoined. So it's great that he has that opportunity.
Remind us one more time how you can go vote for the doodle.
Well, I think that if you type in doodle for Google, it's like the number 4, like 2016, then voting should come up, like doodle for Google. Mm-hmm. Voting.
And your name pops up there somewhere next to your artwork.
Right. You have to go to the 4th and 5th grade page, and then there are about half a dozen or 8 different doodles there. And Gio's is about 2/3 of the way down the page. It's the one with the musical instruments and his name under it. So, yeah, we hope everybody votes.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Gio Alasso, one of the statewide finalists for the 2015 Google Doodle Contest. And Gio's dad, Dan, is here with us, too.
Gio, I got one last question for you. Mm-hmm. Did you vote for yourself?
Yeah.
How many times?
Well, on all the different computers.
You can only vote once, but you can vote once from every computer or tablet or smartphone or device that you have.
Gio Alasso, son of Dan and Stephanie Alasso, homeschooled wonder. You have a little sister, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Vivi.
Vivi? What's she into?
She's into drawing, and she does play cello, too.
I have no doubt that she will make a splash.
Well, a couple of years ago, she won the PBS National Book Contest. So she's hoping that Gio gets as far as she did.
For goodness sakes, you guys. Well, we will have her come in and talk to us about the next great thing that she does. So, hey, thanks to both of you for coming in, and good luck on the contest. Mm-hmm. We have a piece of your music to play here. Do you know what it is?
Probably electronic music.
Yeah? Do you know which one it is?
The Nether.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. You remember how you made it?
It refers to the Minecraft Nether, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I start out with, like, beats and stuff. And then I make bass lines and then some synth leads.
Mm-hmm. It's very house and electronic dance music influenced right now.
You've even been doing music theory as you learn the electronic music composition, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I can see the jaws dropping all across Northern Community Radio land right now. Let's just go ahead and listen. Hey, thanks for coming in to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Not too shabby for a 10-year-old.
I'd give it a 9, Dick. It's easy to dance to.
Crying out loud. Yeah, he's something. I get to hear about the adventures of Gio and Vivi.
Incredible. Really is incredible. And contests, entering contests. How many people enter lots of contests like that?
I said, that's one of the advantages of homeschooling. My kids are not homeschooled. I had threatened to homeschool them a number of times in the past. But one of the advantages, I suppose, is that if you've got creative and energetic parents with the time to do it, that really allows kids to explore passions like that.